This is from Wired Kingdom by Rick Chesler. Mr. George Reed gave up trying to ignore his wife. "At least give me the courtesy of telling me who she is," Mrs. Reed said. "You expect me to go with you to another one of your tedious charity fundraisers while I pretend to know nothing about your latest affair?" Mr. Reed walked away from the oversized plasma monitor mounted on the wall of their bedroom. The screen displayed a computer error message from the Wired Kingdom website. "You care more about that damn website than you do about me and your new whore." George had heard all the insults many times before. "We've been over this. 7 years ago, I had an affair. I admitted that in the marriage counseling. Since then, I've moved on, but I guess you haven't been able to." She made a spitting noise.
"If that were the only one, George, you can't think I'm so stupid."
"Get ready to go, will you? The luncheon starts at noon and I'm speaking."
"Oh, you're speaking. Isn't that wonderful? How lucky I am to get to hear you speak. Why don't you speak to me about who this woman is you've been screwing? Is she from one of your shows?"
Mr. Reed crossed the plush carpeting to their walk-in closet. He slid aside hanger after hanger, pretending to concentrate on selecting an outfit.
"Is she?"
"There's no one else, dear," George said, in his best, "I couldn't be more bored" tone. He removed one of his many designer sport coats from the rack with a flourish. His wife shifted tack.
"Will Anastasia be there?"
George knew their daughter was the only hope of getting his wife to attend, and he did want his wife to go. Were he to show up alone, tongues would wag. "She said she has an important meeting at the university with a contracting agent for her whale project. That's at 2 o'clock, but she said she would try to be there."
"So she's not going?"
"She didn't say that. She said she would try to make it. Can't you listen? She said millions of dollars in grant money are at stake, but she would try to squeeze in the event before her meeting."
"Did you talk to her yourself?"
George sighed and plucked a silk tie from a motorized rack. "Why do you ask me questions you already know the answers to?"